Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. As I mentioned last week, fingerstyle is a very personal form of playing the guitar. This week, in part two of our feature, Finger Pick and Good, our theme music comes from the new compilation, The Thousand Incarnations of the Rose, on Kraft Records. This collection of American primitive guitarists and banjo players includes a few tunes from John Fahey. We heard John play his tune, Night Train to Valhalla, which was originally recorded in 1967 for Tacoma Records. We'll open the program with a song that inspired me to put down my flat pick many, many years ago. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel were recorded live in Philharmonic Hall in New York City back in 1967. And this is the classic for Emily Whenever I May Find Her with Paul's ringing 12-string. Coming after in this first set are some important selections from Tom Rush, Joni Mitchell, and Doc Watson. Here is Simon and Garfunkel on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You're just a little kid. You can't yell like that at me. Hey, school girl. Who said that?
Dream I had, pressed in Oregon day, clothed in crinoline of smoky burgundy, softer than the rain. I wandered empty streets down, past the shop displays. I heard cathedral dripping down the alleyways as I walked on. And when you ran to me, your cheeks flushed with the night. We walked on frosted fields of juniper and lamplight. I held your kissed your honey hair with my grateful tears. Oh, I
down. I followed with the sideshows to another town, and I found you in a trailer on the camping grounds. You were betting on some lover. You were shaking up the dice, and I thought I saw you cheating once or twice. Once or twice I heard your fear. Once or twice. Were you wondering, was the gamble worth the price? Pack it in, I heard you did. Pack it in. Was it hard to fold a hand you knew could win? So lately you've been hiding, it was somewhere in the news, and I'm still at these races with my ticket stubs and my calls out the numbers, and it sometimes mentions mine, and I feel like I've been working overtime. Overtime, I've lost my fire. Overtime, always playing one more hand for one more dime. Slowing down, I'm getting tired. Slowing down.
We're listening to some more great fingerstyle guitarists this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Doc Watson from his recording Southbound, recorded back in 1966 and released on Vanguard Records. That was Windy and Warm, a tune written by John D. Loudermilk. And before that, from Joni Mitchell's second album, Clouds, we heard that song about the Midway. That was released back in 1969, and that's on Reprise Records from Joni Mitchell. And before that, from Tom Rush, released in December of 1968. From the Circle Game, we heard Rockport Sunday. That's on Elektra Records, and we let off that set with Simon and Garfunkel with For Emily Whenever I May Find Her, from Live from New York City, 1967, on Columbia Records. We're going to lead off this next set with two of the finest guitarists to ever come out of the English folk scene, Bert Jansch and John Renborn. They're both gone now, but back in 1966, they recorded a monumental recording called Stepping Stones. In England, it was known as Bert and John. Here's Charles Mingus's classic, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, written for Lester Young. Bert Jansch and John Renborn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1826. And remember, we're also on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD The Thousand Incarnations of the Rose, American Primitive Guitar and Banjo, 1963 to 1974. And we just heard Peter Walker and April in Cambridge. That was from his Vanguard recording Rainy Day Raga, which came out in 1967 and is collected on this set. He was influenced and studied with Ali Akbar Khan and Ravi Shankar, and it really shows off there. The recording is on Kraft Records. And before that, we heard from Joan Shelley along with Nathan Salzberg from their recording Over and Even, and that's on No Quarter Records. It was recorded back in January of 2015. We heard the tune Brighter Than the Blues from Nathan and Joan. Before that, we heard from Nick Jones and his recording Penguin Eggs, and we heard Planxty Davis. That's on Topic Records. And we let off that set with Bert and John, Bert Jansch and John Renborn, from their recording on Vanguard Records in this country and Transatlantic Records in England. And we heard Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Charles Mingus's tribute to Lester Young, Bert and John. We're going to lead off this next set with a guitarist I never heard of before doing some research for this show, a fellow named Glenn Jones. He's from Chicago. He's just about my age. This is from his recording The Wanting and My Charlotte Blue Notebook. Here's Glenn Jones on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
They said that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. Though she'd act a little girl, a deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets. Their intentions were easily traced. And everybody knew at times she cried. Oh, but women like Louise, they get by. And everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in a room. They'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train, somewhere to the south I heard them say, too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad she had to go this way. The wind is blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise. Good night.
Hot Tuna from the recording Burgers from back in 1972 on Grunt Records. That was their third album and the first one that was really recorded in a studio. We heard Water Song from Hot Tuna. And before that, we heard from Leo Kottke and one of my favorite songs of all time and one of my favorite performances by Leo, Louise, from Greenhouse, which was his second recording on Capitol Records from back in 1972, and his fifth recording overall, Greenhouse, from Leo Kottke, re-released on One Way Records. And before that, we heard from Glenn Jones from his recording The Wanting and My Charlotte Blue Notebook. And the story behind that title is he has a friend named Charlotte who gave him a notebook to keep all of his alternate tunings in. He was keeping them on slips of paper and losing them and stuff. She gave him a blue notebook, so he calls it My Charlotte Blue Notebook. That's on Thrill Jockey Records from 2011. We're going to lead off this last set with the late Davy Graham, the great English guitarist. And this is his take on a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, Prelude from the Suite in D Minor. Here's Davy Graham on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. from John Hartford's Aeroplane, a recording you need to have in your collection if you love acoustic music. That was Presbyterian Guitar with John on the guitar and Randy Scruggs, the late Randy Scruggs, on the bass. It's from Aeroplane, reissued on Rounder Records. Originally, it was on Warner Brothers. And before that, a brand new recording from Steve Dawson. It's called Lucky Hand, and we heard a tune called Hail Road Revelation from Steve Dawson. He's Canadian, and his recording is Black Hen Music. And before that, we heard from the great English guitarist Davy Graham from his recording The Complete Guitarist, produced by John Renborn back in 1977. And we heard a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, Prelude from the Suite in D Minor. And that's on the Stefan Grossman Guitar Workshop label. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed these 2 weeks of fingerstyle guitarists. Next week, we're going to celebrate the Song Collectors. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1826.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, oh, oh.